It is time for Appraise This. Tim Luke and Greg Schramm, the appraisal guys, a frickin' frack of Nick and Knack, bouncing all over the country, here, there, and everywhere, together, apart, and who knows where they are today. Ladies and gentlemen, where in the world are frickin' frack?
I like here, there, and everywhere as a theme. From going forward, that's going to be. And so, did frick or frack.
Are you both in the same location?
No. Guess where we are. This is guess where we are. Where are we?
You're not in Fredericksburg, well, Wheeling yet.
One's in Cleveland, and another one's in Altoona.
Altoona.
Well, not that
close. No. Tim's in Jacksonville. We're in the same state, but we're in different locations. And I'm still in Hobe Sound. So
people don't realize how big Florida actually is.
No, people really don't.
Four and a half hour drive from home, that north is where I am. I'm in South Georgia, basically.
Exactly. And what people really don't realize is the South Georgia, North Florida thing.
Right.
And that
there's
is
no
huge
distinction.
That is correct.
Northern Florida is South Georgia.
That is correct.
Well, it's very
because
close.
I'm
staying in Jacksonville, and I can look, and I almost can see Georgia from my window.
From your house. I can see Russia from my house. Well, right, I will tell you that my sister once went down to a bowl game there, and it has barely lived to tell the story of the differing cultures.
Yeah, it could be worse. It could be in Tallahassee, the Redneck Riviera.
It's pretty much the same.
There's a lot of worse places. Yeah,
you know, people don't realize this. People do not realize how large the state of Florida really is, just with the fact that it's even a peninsula. But if all of that land that is not the peninsula heading west were one solid block of land, it would actually be larger than the state of Texas. Florida, believe it or not, covers a tremendous amount of area. It's not easy to get to the furthest reaches of the west coast of Florida up north.
Now, California is much bigger than Florida. They'll call you guys the tiny state. But who has the longest coastline?
I think Florida.
Yeah, it does.
I really believe it does. But let me tell you something. That is one hell of a drive to go from South Florida up to Tallahassee.
Yeah.
Oh,
I do not like it at all.
It is a long
drive.
So, Jill, in your crankiness,
yes,
I'm going to be nitpicky because I'm the frack who's Virgo.
Okay.
So what does that mean?
the frack who's Virgo is Mercury's retrograde. And the incompetence level... all anyone's trying to do is get something done.
That's all you have to say.
Okay? It's it. There's a lot going on. It needs to get done, and it needs to get done well. Doesn't
exactly
seem like
okay
such a hard thing to achieve.
Yes.
And yet. So that's the crankiness factor.
Correct. And that's okay.
And instead of being...
Life is real. Life is earnest. Sing Polly while we do all day.
Right, and instead of being Leo about the whole
thing.
The
source of my crankiness right there. No.
It's like, if someone's like, oh, we can do it. Okay, fine, you do it. How about
then
that?
Then do it.
Do it.
Get it done.
Please.
Just get it done. Right, okay, yeah. Got it.
Okay.
Got it.
So with that
said, I'm in Jacksonville. I'm in Jacksonville and doing some leadership communication training for the National Auctioneers Association. And this is my fourth year doing this, and we've switched it around a couple of times. And this year, I changed it around so that I came in and I start with the group last night. So I did my presentation last night, and it was wonderful. It's great because people are coming in, they're just new, and it's a wonderful way to break the ice because a number of them may have known each other, but not. They're going to be working together now for the next 3 years, being on the board and getting people together to talk and really speak about communication and how communication differs in a leadership role and about perception. And really, it's not about being different. It's not about trying to change who you are. It's being who you are, but being the best who you are. And think about what it is that you're putting out there because everyone's going to attack it no matter what. So make sure that what you're putting out there is is positive and moving in this right direction, especially for our association as far as auctioneers go. And it's exciting because every year I just see people's communication getting better and better, which is great. I'm having a great time.
Can I just throw in there that, you know, the more people can be encouraged to actually interact with individuals and even objects, and I don't mean kicking
yes.
it. Find a picture, but better that you spend that back and forth time, if at all possible, you know, 5 minutes in the room just seeing it, because then you can see, I'm making this up, you can see the big crack on the bottom, but you can also see that it is sentimental, or it's, you can make, there are so many sources of in abstract sources of information that are basically have been canceled due to lack of interest in the last 15, 20 years. And just people need to be reminded that they're valid, valid sources that can inform decision making.
And to see all sides and to have empathy. And that comes to what we do as appraisers as well, is understand and listen, actively listen, so that we understand where they're coming from and they know, well, wait a minute, this is the most sentimental thing. I got that, you know, and not just say, not just slug that off to the side, but address it and say, wow, okay, that's great. And when it comes to value, here's where you have to hear what I have to say now.
Right, but the sentimentality makes the value. So, in other words, you tell your, for example, you tell your siblings that this reminds you of him, her, and that you want it, and that from a value standpoint, unfortunately, it's not what anyone thought. But if anyone wants to trade an object, a like object, then you want it. They're just, it's frustrating, and I'm trying not to bring the crank into it, but there are a zillion ways to solve things if it doesn't have to be one or the other. And I marvel at how people just don't seem to go there anymore.
Yeah, I think that's a very good point. And it translates into everything that we do on a daily basis as humans. And everything that we do is interconnected, and we're all interconnected. And professionally, as humans, and the sooner that we can understand that and deal with it and work within those parameters, I think the better we're all going to be. And it really works for us in what we do, because we, as Tim said, we really have to be, I guess, the arbiters of trying to make our clients understand, and to make them more aware of what they have, what the value is, why that is, and really make them understand that everything is kind of interconnected. I know it's not, it seems a little Pollyanna-ish, but I really believe that how we run our businesses, how we interact with our clients, how we try to go out of our way to make sure that we address all of our clients' needs, all of those things should be translated into our personal lives and how we deal with people who are different than we are. And I am, as Mrs. Slocum would say, I am unanimous in that.
Well, exactly. And I said it again last night, I am proud that the NAA recognizes that there needs to be just these training points to talk about how to communicate more effectively. And that's really which a number of organizations really could use. And I'm glad that they bring me in. And having done this now over the course of my fourth year, and seeing people that have been in leadership positions and what they've taken the information and just run with it, and to see how they've put these things into practice makes a big difference. And then, as Greg said, the interconnectivity comes in, because now they're modeling behavior that the membership is seeing, and they're going to be better communicators. And this is where, yeah, we do know the truth about each other, but it is this whole circle, is that if you, one of my favorite quotes that I do in my class is, our communication is our karma. And if you're putting bad communication out, what do you think you're going to get? You're going to get bad communication back. If you're being, you know, it's really, it comes down to that simple. And if you're putting out respectful communication and listening and doing this, you might not get that back, but you will eventually. And if you hold to that and don't be frustrated, and that's where the leadership side comes in, is to rise above all the noise.
I think for us as appraisers, it manifests itself in the fact that when we identify objects, or we identify values of things based on the way we treat our clients and are upfront with our clients, and we listen to their issues and why they feel this way, it leads to more business, because it generates trust.
Yes.
With that, we are able to give them the answer without blowing smoke. So,
and back it up with data.
Exactly. So it all comes down to communication, and it all comes down to building integrity and trust and empathy. So yeah. I really believe that, as I said before, that the communication is not only key for what we do in our businesses, but it's interconnected with our lives. And I think that's what's really sorely missing today, or people are missing the point.
Yeah. Well, what was fun about last night is that I'm dealing with people who have been out there, have been in the business for a while, have done presentations, have dealt with the membership. So it's great, because it becomes more of a master class. And I was able to really, in just a couple of hours, get them from point A to point D, and right. really just jump and say, here we go. And that to me was exciting.
And that's so totally gratifying. And the other thing that I would throw into communication and empathy and compassion, et cetera, is being helpful. You know, it's like if somebody feels as though yes. you're not acting as you know, those big coils in train stations, the buffers the train is supposed
yeah.
to hit. Okay.
Yes.
If they don't feel as though you're just trying to get them, just go, get them away from you and get their problem off your plate, that is one of the keys to successful resolution. So if you can yeah. just fake it, just listen, and not, you know, not be there pushing it away, that just opens the door to all of the other things that you are talking about.
I just remember when I was in school many years ago, back in the one room schoolhouse.
Mrs. Slocum.
Yeah.
That you walk to with no shoes.
Yeah.
Over a mile.
One of my teachers said to us that it does not cost you anything to be nice to someone. And I would say that, to take that a step further, it will cost you far more not to be nice to someone professionally and personally than it will be to be nice to someone. So I think if we, as professionals and as humans, if we could remember that, I think we would be ahead of the curve.
So you take that memory from school, and I'll wrap up the show with my memory from school. I was told by a teacher, Mr. Miles, where's your pride?
oh boy.
Wow.
You should have heard the answer.
One more thing to say. I have one more thing I want to add, that there was a Norman Rockwell baseball painting that the people thought were a print. And because they took it to Heritage, took it to the right place, it sold for $1.6 million at auction yesterday.
And they were probably very, very happy about that.
God bless them. Really.
Oh, yes. Yeah. No, huge
Isn't
difference
that amazing?
Between
I mean, when they thought it was a print.
I know.
And again, it's that who told them this? Again, right. Go to the right people, get the right information.
All right. Well, have fun in Florida, guys.
Hey, we will. You know it. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. Thanks
next
a lot.
Week? Yeah.
Yeah next week,
we might be on the road.
Why not?
Who knows?
Who knows? Or as we used to say back in the shtetl, new.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. All right, guys. Have a great week.
Take care.
Take care, guys.
Tim Luke, Greg Schramm, the appraisal guys, a frickin' frack of Nick and Knack, TQAG.com on the web with Appraise This.